digital, virtual, and physical prisons. That is where they want you, and they will crush you financially by manipulating the banking system. All of that today. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Well, the shaky American economy is now becoming the imploding American economy. Last March, two medium-sized banks, Silvergate Bank and Signature Bank, and one of the largest banks in America, Silicon Valley Bank, all failed in 1 week. The Federal Reserve and FDIC stepped in and spent billions of dollars to guarantee deposits and stabilize the markets. But now more dominoes are falling. At the end of 2022, First Republic Bank was the 14th largest bank in America. Now it doesn't exist. It got sold off to J.P. Morgan for $10 billion on May 1st. Rest in peace. In the days since, two more regional banks have failed, PacWest and Western Alliance. That's what's happening in this country, and things are shaky abroad, too. Credit Suisse, one of the world's most famous investment banks, disintegrated a month ago and got bought up by another Swiss bank for basically pocket change, just $3 billion. So now the experts are claiming that after Silicon Valley and First Republic, no other major banks are in danger of collapsing. But of course, that's what they would say no matter what. 2 years ago, the experts were telling us that there was no inflation, when mass inflation was obvious to anyone who went to the store and had a working pair of eyes. The experts told us the Afghan government was strong, and then it collapsed in a matter of weeks. And don't forget, the experts told us the vaccines were safe and effective and worked for everything. As it turns out, that includes making 22-year-olds die of heart attacks and causing previously healthy people to stroke and die suddenly at record numbers all across the planet. So yeah, when the experts say that the economy is fine and these bank failures will be the last ones, we aren't exactly inclined to trust them. But even if we didn't get a massive collapse, we've already done serious damage to our overall financial system with our response. Supposedly, after 2008, we changed the rules so that banks weren't allowed to get too big to fail. If they were getting that way, we had to step in or at least publicly say that the bank was considered to be that way. But with Silicon Valley Bank, the Biden administration just ad-libbed and said, oh, well, all the deposits are 100% guaranteed, even if they're over the normal FDIC insurance limit. Why'd they do that? Well, mostly because Silicon Valley Bank was a favorite bank for all of the richest people in big tech, and they'd have completely flipped out if they lost their money. But now we've ruined the assumptions underlying our system. Major banks have been given the message, take as much risk as you want because the federal government will guarantee your deposits anyway. Meanwhile, America's hundreds of small regional banks are getting completely destroyed, crushed, sabotaged. They'll never get a blanket guarantee of all of their deposits, and that means it's foolish to leave your money there. Why risk losing it all if the bank goes under? So then more Americans pull out, and then those banks collapse and go away. It's perfect. So we're setting up this perfect storm, this system where all of our small banks fail while more and more power and money is concentrated into the largest and most powerful banks. And they've been given incentives to behave as recklessly as possible. It's all setting up that perfect storm for the total collapse of our financial system. Patrick Byrne is an American businessman. In 1999, he founded Overstock.com and led it as CEO for 20 years. We last spoke to him back when Silicon Valley Bank was going under, and to say the least, things have only looked more and more shaky since then. He joins us now. Patrick Byrne, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Stu, it's an honor to be on with you and your show, your viewers again.
Yeah. So, you know, some of our viewers will remember that back in the early 80s, we had to break up the monopolies at AT&T, Ma Bell, as they called it back then. The Bell telephone system had a total monopoly. We had to break it up. The United States has a history of trust busting, breaking up monopolies going back to the era of Teddy Roosevelt. coming out of the robber baron era, where the Rockefellers and the Vanderbilts, J.P. Morgan and the Carnegies held nearly all of the wealth in the United States just 100 or so years after our founding, and just 70 years after that, AT&T had to be busted up. So now here we go again. Is it time for an American president to go all in on an antitrust platform?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And it should be a Republican. I'm a small R Republican, and it's absolutely consistent with true Republican principles. It's what's going on here in the in one way, it became inevitable once we went to central banking. Because once you have central banking, you have as Mises, you know, these I think you know about the Austrian economists, Hayek and Mises.
Yep, of course. Anyway, yes.
The gold guys. They basically say if your money is based on gold, then gold for 6,000 years has been growing. The mankind supply of gold has been growing for 2% a year and is a nice stable base, and everything in society adjusts around it. Once you go to central banking, you're basically giving some people these dials where they think they can study and they can speed things up here and they think they can manage. What inevitably happens is there's always a political interest in politicians saying no. Floods, inject more money into the system. It will keep us, it will create jobs. And, you know, politicians love jobs. It'll create some jobs. Well, it's a little bit like a drunk who's saying, I'm going to just drink more and more wine. Yeah, I'm going to wake up with a hangover tomorrow, but when I do, I'm going to have another bottle. You can keep that going for some time. And using money, the monetary system that way, you can keep the economy grow. You end up in booms and busts. Mises said every expansion ever brought about by expansionary monetary supply ends in a bust. And after 100 years of this, of fiat money compiled with Keynesian multiplied fiscal policy and complied with, now every time we get ourselves in a jam, we never do what Coolidge did, which just let things work out. We just try to inflate our way out of it. By the mid 90s, we created that bust, the internet bust, then the the Greenspan put. You were going to this point, really a moral hazard. It's exactly right. If I made you a deal, you go to Las Vegas, Stuart Peters, and I'll stake you. And if you lose money, I'll make good on it. But if you win money, you take half, I take half. Are you going to go play the nickel slots, or are you going to play $20,000 hand baccarat?
Well, of course, the answer is obvious. I'm going to go big, right? Yes.
Yeah. Well, now society, through the government, has made this deal to banks. Be as reckless as you want. And if you lose, if in good years and you have banks making a bunch of money, you guys take billions in bonuses. And in bad years, when it all crashes, we'll come bail you out anyway.
Yeah. You talked about the boom bust economy, which is exactly what we have set up here. And that's done intentionally, obviously, by the way. And every time we have a bust or get near one, what do we activate? The military industrial complex. We go to war. We sell the munitions required for war. We sell the financial contracts required for war. Why do you think we're absolutely inevitably going to war in Taiwan? Screw the chips. Bring that stuff right here. It'll inject millions of jobs into our economy immediately.
Well,
if these Republicans want to talk about
that jobs.
Ukraine, this whole country that means absolutely nothing to us, thousands of miles away, a complete construct that wasn't even a country until 1991. We're now, giving them hundreds of billions of dollars. Now we're involved in Sudan. Our CIA is over there. And boom, what do you know? We find bioweapons labs there too. We live under a corporate government crime syndicate, and this economy is meant to keep the blue-collared, lunch pail-carrying, hardworking, patriot American under the thumb of this corporate government crime syndicate to never, ever even have control of their retirement accounts.
Yes. And I think that there's one layer. I've become aware in the last few years of one layer of mischief on top of all of that. That's the normal evolution of a fiat-based monetary system, bigger and bigger booms and busts. Somewhere along the way, the radical left got a hold of it. The Cloward-Piven strategy evolved, which was eventually, it was a couple sociologists married in Columbia in the 1960s behind the Students for Democratic Society. And their basic plan was, let's put more and more obligations on government, welfare obligations and other things, until it craters. And there in the rubble, we socialists will come out in charge. We'll have the United Soviet States of America, basically.
Yeah.
Well, those two plans merge. And, the insane Keynesian spending coupled with, I'm reminded Warren Buffett once said that thinking you can manage the economy through the money supply is, and I say this, Milton Friedman was a good friend of mine and good teacher, but the the idea that you can manage the economy through the money supply is like thinking you can ride an 18-wheeler down a mountain and sit on the bumper and have a straw and put it in the sand and somehow steer the thing. That the economy's so well, anyway, these two strategies of there are the boom and bust is coming to an end, and there could be a situation we almost got here in the early 90s with the SNL crisis. And Congress and Bush, a Democratic Congress and Congressman Bush did something bipartisan and very strong and got us out of it. But I think there are people who want this to happen and they think it's going to crash and they're going to come out of the rubble and we're a fascist totalitarian, you know, society. And God, there's all the signs in the world that that's what's going on. So I think these two different tendencies, both the fiat money evolution coupled with this hard left Cloward Piven strategy, it's all sort of working together. They want to take us through a crash at this point. What they're doing with the banking system, whatever they're telling you, is BS. They want there's thousands of banks, and it is unusual how many banks the U.S. has.
Yeah, it is. I've got just a couple minutes left here, but I want to address what you just said.
They got eight banks. They want to get us all. They want to sweep everything into eight major banks.
Yeah, they do. And I have a hypothesis as to why that might be true, hyperbolic or not. But you mentioned it's very clear that we're moving towards a fascist, you know, authoritarian, totalitarian, whatever adjective you want to use, which is government control, crush the population, make sure that the population has no control. If they try to assert their authority to get their control, then put them in digital or virtual or physical prisons is essentially what that is. Now, if they're doing that, digital currency makes sense. And if you only have a limited number of powerful banks who are willing to scratch your back, it's easier to get them to adopt this social credit score monitoring of banking systems where the American goes to get their money. No, you just lost points because you posted something online. You don't have access to your money. How quickly are we moving there, Patrick Byrne?
Quickly, quickly. Two of those eight banks have already, I used to bank with JP Morgan and Wells, and both of them debanked me 3 years ago, de-risked me or whatever they call it. Those eight banks, the eight major guys, it's just the opposite of what they should do. They should destroy those banks and be propping up the regionals and communities. Instead, they're letting all the regional and communities burn, sweeping it into those eight banks. Though two of those eight, well, none of those eight banks will even talk to me. I can't have a bank account. So that's how they're going to do it. Just like, I don't care. I just moved everything into Bitcoin and it all worked out for me when they debanked me. So I guess I should send someone flowers, whoever thought of that. But I just made me a ton of money. But that's what they're going to do to everybody. And yeah, if you post the wrong thing, you know, they're going to say basically what China says, you know, your money counts, but you posted something nice about the Dalai Lama, so your money doesn't count anymore. Yeah. For 30 days, your money doesn't. So that's how they're going to bring authoritarianism. And the goon left is all in on it. The left, the guys who've held themselves out forever as like caring about humanity and caring about the people and stuff, they're all in on it.
Yeah, I agree. Crushing us by any means necessary. Patrick Byrne, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it. And speaking of being crushed, coming up next, Ryan Samsel. This guy has been sitting in a federal prison in a gulag, subjected to all kinds of abuse since he was arrested for his participation in January 6th. You won't believe the details of this story. Plus, four Proud Boys convicted yesterday of seditious conspiracy. What exactly does that mean? It's coming up next. You will not believe the details as we continue in 60 seconds. Look around at what's going on right now. Banks are collapsing all over the place, and then they're getting bailed out. And who's paying for that? You are. They say taxpayers won't pay. They say that other banks will pay. Well, how do those banks get that money? They'll probably raise your bank fees like they always do. And if the Fed steps in, you'll likely also be paying an inflation tax. In times like this, storing all of your money in a bank may be very risky, as we have seen. So what can two average Joes like you and I even do about it? Protect your wealth with gold and silver, just like so many other Americans and banks are doing right now. Call 855-706-GOLD to learn how to protect your savings with gold and silver. Call Goldco today, 855-706-GOLD.
For the first time in a millennia, a famine of biblical proportion is hitting the earth, and it's by design. War has created scarcity. Fertilizer production has been wiped out.
The price of fertilizer is up 128%.
Food processing plants are exploding. Herds of cows are being massacred and buried.
This is a very abnormal event.
The Great Reset demons have created the crisis, but a generation of great resistors following King Jesus have the solution.
HeavensHarvest.com. Get there right now.
Prepare for the worst by trusting the best. HeavensHarvest.com has a delicious plan to conquer starvation. It's real food, high quality, tastes great.
It's actually really good.
Trust Heaven's Harvest today. Order food for the year and a bucket of heirloom seeds. Affordable, available, ready for the fight ahead. HeavensHarvest.com.
Here's some news for gun owners that you may not know. Millions of concealed carrying gun owners have made a huge mistake with their holster. Sadly, their holster is so uncomfortable that they just stopped using it altogether, meaning that their quest to defend themselves or others fails at the start. That's why Vanish Holsters is quickly becoming one of the most popular holsters in America. Thousands of customers say it's the most comfortable holster that they've ever used. And when you get one, you'll never stop carrying. This holster also saves you money. That's because it fits 99% of all semi-auto handguns, works without a tactical belt, lets you carry in multiple positions, and carries two fully loaded magazines. And best of all, is that because you are a supporter of this show, you can get it for $50 off. Just go to VNSH.com/Stu, VNSH.com/Stu, to see if your gun will work with one of these Vanish holsters and activate your discount today. Normally $130, you'll get a steal of a show for the Stu Peters Show supporters. Go to VNSH.com/Stu today to claim your $50 discount on Vanish holsters. Welcome back. So Thursday was a dark day, a black day for patriots across America, as four members of the Proud Boys were convicted of seditious conspiracy over their role in January 6. Now, for those of you that don't know what seditious conspiracy means, that means that the four of them were convicted of a full-blown plot to overthrow the government, for real, on January 6th. Those four people. One of the convicted Proud Boys, their leader, Enrique Tarrio, was not even in D.C. on January 6th. But they still said that he was a participant in a coordinated plan to topple the government. How were they going to accomplish that exactly? Unarmed and absent. Doesn't matter. Never explained. Because you see, they needed that conviction and the others because these sham railroaded prosecutions are how they prop up the bigger lie about January 6th, which is the supposed attack on our democracy. So as you can now clearly see, it's our job to keep fighting for all of the January 6 prisoners for as long as it takes to vindicate the ones that we can and to eventually win pardons for the ones that we can't. Ryan Samsel is another one of our January 6 defendants. Ryan's facing a whole raft of charges because he allegedly pushed over a barrier at the Capitol and this caused a police officer to fall down. Surely we all remember the summer of 2020. The George Floyd riots, $12 billion in damage across the country. I wonder how many police officers fell down. How many of them were beaten, bludgeoned nearly to death? How many of them were targeted for assassinations? How many of them were killed and then let go? But no, for allegedly pushing the barrier down and some police officer falling down, Ryan was arrested and he's been rotting in prison ever since. While being detained, Ryan had his hands zip-tied behind his back so severely, so tightly, that it damaged his nerves and blood vessels, causing chronic pain and complete loss of mobility. Since his arrest while being in prison, Ryan's been assaulted by prison guards three different times at three different facilities. He's suffered two different skull fractures. He's had a fractured eye socket, been given a broken nose, and a whole lot more. And during all of this, he's also been stuck in solitary confinement in a box. He's been systematically stripped of his humanity. Disgusting. Ryan's also been denied material useful for prepping his defense. He's even been denied access to books. If you want to support Ryan's fight to vindicate himself, you can donate at givesendgo.com/G2EXA. That's G, the number 2, EXA. You can also find the link at stupeters.com, of course, and under this live broadcast, as well as the show segments on Rumble. Now, supposedly, Representative Jim Jordan and other House GOP members are supposed to be using this new weaponization committee to find justice for people like Ryan Samsel. But according to Ryan, they are failing in that promise and betraying the J6 prisoners, just like they're betraying the rest of this country. Sad, but not surprising. Ryan Samsel joins us now live from the federal prison, the Gulag, where he's being held. Ryan, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Hey, how you doing, Still? Glad you have me on. I appreciate it.
Yeah. You say that Jim Jordan and other members on this weaponization committee are failing you. Can you be more specific about that? How so?
Yeah, they're not just failing me. They're failing our country more than me. And they're failing everybody that's incarcerated, not just the January 6ers, but every person in prison. And the reason I believe they're failing me personally is because I don't have a discovery. I've written them letters. I wrote Jim Jordan's attorney a letter. He was tagged in Twitter. He had over 1.1 million views. It showed that he had read it. So he knew he was and is very aware of who I am. I don't think anybody knows the severity, I mean, of my case and what's really going on. You know, there's some things that the reason why my phone, you know, my phone was taken away for 7-8 months at a time. My mailing privileges were taken. My email, I essentially had literally no contact with the outside world. I was put in a hard cell. A hard cell is what exactly it is. It's just a box. There's no bed, no desk, no clothing, nothing. You get what's called food loaf. And we have no outside communication. See, what the FBI is going to hold this against me. So just understand, so you'll probably get a call, and the fascist Nazis that they are will probably threaten you because they've done a 2-meeting to pass, or they took my phone. But the main reason they took my phone this time is they wanted me so badly to say that Joe Biggs had a gun at the front gate, and they wanted me to keep Ray Epps' name out of my mouth. Now, I will tell you this, dude. There was a gentleman down at the front gate with a gun. That person is in my discovery. That person has never been identified, nor has he been arrested. They wanted me to give a false narrative and say it was Joe. They actually went as far as telling the New York Times that I was going to cooperate and say that I was led by the Proud Boys when I refused to do so because it was not only a bold-faced lie, and I had no interest in working with this government. And so what happened was I was shortly then after assaulted the first time. Coincidentally, I don't know if it had anything to do with that. The second time I was assaulted was when the feds called my attorney and asked if I'd sit down and cooperate. And I told him I had no interest. So therefore, I was then asked to go into solitary confinement so I could be safe. They released people a period of times. And, that was
in 1 second. Yeah, Ryan, we have criminal gangbanging thugs and illegal immigrants, you know, on the streets of Chicago and all over our country shooting people up. Gangbangers with guns that are just ignored completely by the police because it would be racist to investigate them. So they continue to, you know, cause their carnage and death and raping and pillaging and looting and murdering all over our country in the complete absence of the rule of law. And then we have, you know, other people who are assaulting police officers all day long. These people are literally bludgeoning the hell out of these cops. I've posted videos of this all over my Twitter. These people are just let go. If they are arrested, they're basically given a slap on the hand by judges and then let loose to reoffend. What makes you pushing a barrier over and some police officer falling down allegedly so much of a threat to society that you need to be put into a box and denied all of your human rights and dignity?
Well, that's what I was getting at. It's funny because I'm recently just now on the phone, and I think the cop had an idea what I was doing. He like walked up right behind me. So they tried to tell me, and let me finish. So that's what they want. So they want this stuff, and they did not want me to. They want me to squeal, and they went as far as to the Proud Boys. I was going to be some surprise, and you know they got the public to do that. You know, people essentially hated me. So I wasn't only fighting for my freedom. I then had nobody on this side respecting me because they thought this until, you know, obviously the truth vindicated me. And obviously, no, I did not go to court. But That night, when I talked to my lawyer, I was handcuffed in the front at Northern Neck Virginia Jail. And what happened was the guard, Lieutenant Taylor, came in and he said, put your hands behind your back. And I said, I'm unable to because of the blood clots. He says, I don't care. Put your hands behind your back. So I told him I was unable to do so. Then they forced me to do it. They beat me. They've actually stabbed me with keys. I end up, you know, losing my eyesight and a lot of things. In the meantime, I have what's called a stationary lymphoma. It's a pre-cancer that I have in my chest and armpits. And I've never gotten no treatment. I was supposed to go for treatment, but instead I was assaulted. I could have easily, Stu, I could have folded and gave in and been released. And I didn't. And because of that, the feds officer came to me and said, if you don't tell us what we want to know, we're going to now charge your family members. And that was Rachel Janko, the only person that was charged with reading and protesting that did not enter the building. They charged her as almost a collateral, and you know, she stuffed her guns and we stayed the truth. I lost a lot, man, but you know, it's for the people. It's for you listening. It's not for Republicans. It's not for Democrats. It's for humanity, this country. And, you know, I see people say, oh, he's this and that, because when they Google my name, a bunch of false stuff will pop up. I'm not even a convicted felon. I had a few misdemeanors when I was a kid, but, you know, people don't know that. They Google me and it will say, I'm a child molester, I'm a rapist, the attempted murder. That's not that's true. I've never been charged, convicted, or alleged to have done any of that stuff. And it shows that I'm a monster. The Department of Justice is just, it's totally evil. And what needs to happen still is us, the people. The people need to come together. You know, still, and another thing is it's causing a lot of separation. See, a lot of people are raising money and saying, like, they're going to help me out. And, you know, because I still, the judge ordered that I can have my own doctors, because I haven't gotten zero medical. When I went to the university, the hospital said this is an urgent matter. He needs to get the lymph nodes removed. He needs to get the tumors removed. And he needs to get a facial surgery. He needs surgery. That was three different doctors over a period of 2.5 years. And my judge, whose name is Jay Cobb in Washington, D.C., will not force the marshals to do it. And then so what happens is they'll say, oh, well, it's up to the Bureau of Prisons. Be okay. Well, I'm pretrial, so I'm marshals custody. So I get no help. And that's essentially I'm calling, you know, people are raising money out there, but I haven't gotten any money from any organization. I've begged every single one and none. None of them has helped me.
Yeah, we've covered some of this racketeering, embezzlement, theft that's happening using your name and the name of other January 6th defendants. It's a complete shameful disgrace the way that these people are raising money and grifting off of, you know, your fall here, your demise. You mentioned Republicans and Democrats, and I want to talk about them for just a second. I don't believe in that construct, just so you know. I think that we obviously have an out-of-control tyrannical uniparty that is, you know, basically ostensibly running this country and basically the world at this point. But we have a lot of people here now, Ryan, that go on the Fox News channel. And these are so-called America First firebrand fighters. They go on the Fox News channel and other outlets, alternative media outlets like the Bannon Show. And these people, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Kevin McCarthy, made all kinds of promises to be the House Speaker. One of those promises was that he was going to fight for the January 6th prisoners. There's a lot of picture taking, a lot of selfies, a lot of, you know, viral tweets all over the place, standing in front of courthouses and in front of prisons. We haven't seen these January 6th tapes unedited and unredacted, as was promised by the now House Speaker, who apparently made concessions to the Freedom Caucus that he was going to do this. We heard that he gave these tapes to Tucker Carlson and the Fox News Channel. I've since learned, as of just this morning, that that's not exactly what happened at all, but that there was one room with a terminal in the Capitol building that people were allowed to come in one at a time and take a look at, heavily guarded by cops. Tucker Carlson's team probably wouldn't have the knowledge of the event to know what to look for or even where to begin. 40,000 hours of tape available. So this tape should just be turned over to somebody like us at this program that would upload it in its entirety for the public to view and draw their own relevant conclusions. Do you agree with that?
I 100% agree with that, and I feel like we were abandoned. I feel like I'm some kind of combat soldier and just abandoned on the field. But I know any of my friends that had served in this military and in this country, they would never leave a man behind. And I truly feel like, I fought so hard to promote, the Kevin McCarthy and Jim Jordan and Mark Chalgrain to get them where they're at.
And now you're finding out that 100% of it is a movie and it's all fake.
What's that, still?
Now you're finding out the hard way that 100% of it is a movie, that it's all fake, that these people are phonies, that they do not want to fight for you. And by the way, you talked about our military. That thing has been completely abandoned, too. We leave soldiers behind all over the planet at this point. It's a complete joke. This country is in big trouble. And right now, I mean, I will just say, if Kevin McCarthy doesn't want to turn over these tapes, like he said, we've officially asked him for these via email. We know that he's gotten our emails. We've officially asked for these things. And if he continues to refuse, then all of these other so-called fighters on this Freedom Caucus, I mean, you can name a few, Paul Gosar, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Good, Biggs, former and current Freedom Caucus members, they ought to be enacting the motion to vacate the chair at this point. I mean, if not just based on this, now we have McCarthy shilling for and approving hundreds of millions or billions more dollars going to the corrupt shithole that is Ukraine.
Well, he did sign the Jeffersonian bill, and essentially all they got to do is one person. That was the agreement. They kick McCarthy out of there if he doesn't promise. So where the heck are they? It's unbelievable that they're letting this happen. And let me tell you something. And it's crazy. They moved me around to 15 different jails, and a lot of the guys here, the black guys and the Spanish guys, a lot of bloods and a lot of gang members. They hated me at first. They hated me. They thought I was this racist, but they see what I'm going through. And believe it, I've gotten more support from the opposite. And that now they see how messed up it is. These people are actually supporting me. They say, oh, we want to vote for Trump. We want to, we're on your side, bro. Now we see the truth. And I tell them that all the time. To me, that's why I say it's not a Democrat-Republican thing. Because look, the Republicans left me behind.
They're the most dangerous of all of them, actually. They're the ones that claim to be there for you, publicly say that they are there for you, and then they will stab you in the back. Check that. They'll stab you right in the gut. They'll shoot you in the face right out in front of broad daylight. These people have completely abandoned you. It's a disgrace and it's a shame, and they're phonies and they're fakes. And, not only should the motion to vacate the chair be enacted immediately, but I think these people should be held over for Nuremberg, too. For what they have done to you and to all of the rest of the J6 prisoners and to this country, this is traitorous type, treasonous type behavior.
Let me ask you this, still, they're at a crossroad where they the guys that we have in office, like Jim Jordan, they can actually make history and secure their seat for God knows how long, because they can make a difference. Why can't they have a committee like the left has had and pull me in there and ask why I was assaulted?
Because they don't care. The bottom line is that these people don't care. They're not looking for justice. They're not looking to right the ship. They are 100% sold out to foreign interests like China and the Israel lobby. They're completely sold out to special interest groups and NGOs and nonprofit organizations. They're sold out to all of the people up there on Capitol Hill. They're all bludgeoning and ducking out inflation of bribery and blackmail material. They all have pictures of each other in these wild, depraved orgies and Epstein Island pilot-type plane scenarios. These people are sick and depraved individuals who are looking only to enrich themselves. I mean, we've got one person out here, Marjorie Taylor Greene, supposedly writing, Christian nationalist books, while at the same time shacking up with some married man. She's a complete homewrecker. The person who's ghostwriting her books is an openly gay, unrepentant, gay guy who's still, basically living with her and having sex with his gay husband. That's the people that we have in charge of our government right now. These are the people who have completely abandoned you, and the people of this country would rather just look the other way and, pretend that the movie, it's willful ignorance. This is the Matrix. Take the blue pill or the red pill. Would you rather willfully live knowing that the steak tastes good and the wine goes well with it, but you don't care so long as you can go to your soccer practice and your hockey practice and put dinner on the table for your family? That's not going to be the case anymore. The timeline is ticking right now. We are running out of time in this country, and if we don't act right now, we're going to lose the whole damn thing. You can donate to Ryan at his GiveSendGo. GiveSendGo.com/G, the number 2 EXA. That's G2 EXA. Ryan Samsel from the Gulag. Thank you so much for being here. More of the Stu Peters Show continues in 60 seconds. Go nowhere. I am a As someone who goes to battle every day with the demonic deep state, as someone who's constantly researching and trying to get information to you, booking interviews, scheduling huge projects like documentaries like Died Suddenly, obviously, energy is an issue. Sometimes you have no afternoon energy. Sometimes your mood is affected. So I started taking Newtopia. I felt a noticeable improvement in my ability to focus and or remember important things once I started using Newtopia. I noticed a boost in my cognitive performance, my energy levels, my mood. Since I began taking Newtopia, I've been able to power through challenging tasks and distractions and manage more projects than ever without rising stress levels, which is incredibly important in current times. Since incorporating Newtopia into my routine, I articulate my thoughts more clearly. So why is Newtopia the best? They have developed a highly effective nootropics specifically designed to unlock your brain's maximum focus and concentration and creativity. Personalize your pack for your unique neurochemistry, choosing from 9 breakthrough brain formulas, formulas designed to help with a range of mental and emotional issues. Go to Newtopia.com/Stu Peters. Again, Newtopia.com/Stu Peters. If you want big discounts, use promo code Stu Peters when you go to Newtopia.com/Stu Peters.
You survived the first pandemic, but the elite have more planned.
We don't just need more money for vaccines for children. We need more money to plan for the second pandemic. There's going to be another pandemic. We have to think ahead.
The enemy is packing every shot with mRNA nanopoison, decimating immune systems, putting millions at risk of vaccine-induced genocide. Trust, the medicine that killed COVID. Real supplements that saved families. Dr. Zelenko saved millions with his patented early treatment protocol and now has the shield against hidden viruses. The Z-Stack protocol is your family's best chance at defeating the next bioweapon attack. Fortify your immune system today with the Z-Stack from our friend, Dr. Zelenko. A one-pill formula taken twice a day. Everything you need to fight back against bioweapons. ZStackProtocol.com. Stock up now. Be prepared. Stand ready. ZStackProtocol.com.
Did you know that over 50 million adults right here in the United States suffer with sleep issues every day? If that's you, you're not alone. Sleep is the cornerstone for better health. Plus, people can't properly combat stress and anxiety. These numbers are directly correlated to this one. 75% of Americans suffer a magnesium deficiency, which helps you to combat stress and get better sleep. Magnesium Breakthrough has the 7 most critical types of magnesium all in one pill. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Again, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Welcome back. So Matt Taylor has become quite the fan favorite on this program as a hero who saw what was happening to America and used his own immense talents and hard work to escape and build a new life for himself abroad. Matt has 2 master's degrees in energy systems engineering and in architecture. He now lives in Ecuador, where he's built his own off-the-grid organic farm. It's fossil fuel-free, cell phone-free. It has its own water source. It generates its own independent electricity. Awesome. The envy of most of us at this point. Well, we started talking to Matt on this show during the rollout of the COVID shots after he got his hands on some of the vials of those vaccines, mixed them with his own blood, and then put them under a microscope. Wasn't exactly sure what he saw, but he knew that it was bad news. And since then, Matt has also conducted independent research on 5G and what it does to our bodies. Well, now Matt has a new project. In the past several months, Matt has collected a large number of samples of dental anesthetics, the kind used while filling a cavity or performing a root canal. He started to look at those under a microscope, and once again, what he's discovering is shocking him. According to Matt, the exact same nanotech that he observed in these vaccines is also showing up in dental anesthetics. Now, you might be thinking, oh, he's just seeing the same thing no matter what he puts under a microscope, but that's not the case. Matt says that he tested anesthetics from 2019, pre-COVID, and didn't find any suspected nanotech in them. We want to hear a lot more about that. To that end, Matt Taylor joins us now. Matt, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Always here for you, Stu. Glad to be here.
Take us through your findings here.
Time is limited, so I'll be brief. But I'm finding the same stuff in different products. The news has been going around that it's in everything. We've been hearing that all over the place.
Yeah, right? We've been hearing that it's in the skies, in our chemtrails, it's in our food, it's in our plants, it's in the water. It's everywhere.
That's all true. And the disappointing part for me is that all of us who have stayed away from these shots, now they're putting in other products that we can't avoid. So I'm late in coming to this information because I want very much to not instill panic, but I don't know what else to do. And some days, Stu, I'm going to come on your show and give you really good news that this is not one of those days. I started looking selfishly at anesthetics because I was concerned, and I found some weird stuff, nothing huge. So I asked a local dentist if she could hook me up with some old anesthetics, and I compared those two. The old stuff didn't have it in it. The new stuff did. And then once I put that out on Maria Z, then I got a lot of inquiries from the people here. I live in a very, very unvaccinated community. And so they wanted me to start to look at this stuff. And so I did. And it keeps getting worse is the problem. The latest ones that I've seen, the ones with the latest expiration date, are much more active. Same technology, different rapidity in their formations, all these things. So they're... The answer is yes. They're putting it in absolutely everything, and the injections are especially problematic because it goes straight to the bloodstream.
So you're saying that there's nanotechnology. You can see the same self-assembling circuitry that you found in the vials of these bioweapon injections that were referred to as safe and effective vaccines, and by places like the BBC are still being pushed onto people as they intentionally murder people. That same technology is what you're finding in these dental products that you're talking about, specifically the anesthesia that's required for a root canal or a cavity fill.
That's right. And I'm assuming for outpatient surgery and those kinds of things as well.
Okay. Well, I mean, panic and concern with reporting that, I don't know. But, you know, this is Matt Taylor testing this stuff. And I think right now, basically, the call would be for dentists, doctors in the dental field, people with access to these, with access to a microscope, go look at it yourself. Try to discredit these claims. Try to see if this is something that's widespread or if it's just localized in Ecuador, which I don't think that there's any reason to believe that's the case. And see how far widespread this is. And then if you are a doctor at a dental facility, if you are a dentist or a dental hygienist or a technician, and you look at these and you find this, are you willing to report it? Are you willing to ask the questions? Why is there self-assembling nanotechnology in the anesthesia that we use in our patients? I mean, I think that's a good place to start. Do you agree?
It's just anesthetic. So why the hell is this stuff in here? But luckily, we're out of excuses. So if it's illegal to look at the vaxes, then fine. Now it's not. Anybody can get their hands on this, and please repeat my work. And so my approach on this is, there's only so much that I can do. I'm getting this verified by other microscopists because of your show and because of you hooking me up with other people. Other people are doing this. So this is an appeal to the microscope army to get out there, get a microscope and get a router and start doing this.
Has anybody ever asked themselves the question, why would it be illegal to look at the contents of the Pfizer vials or the Moderna vials? Why would that be illegal to do? Can you explain that, Matt? We know why.
No, we know the answer.
That's a rhetorical question. We absolutely know why. It's illegal because they don't want you to find the self-assembling circuitry. They don't want you to see the nanotechnology. They don't want you to know about the bioweapon, the hydrogel, the pegylated lipid nanoparticles. They don't want you to know about the absence of mRNA while they've been gaslighting you and psyoping you into believing that these are mRNA technology invented by Dr. Robert Malone. They don't want you to see that the Empire of Lies has literally lied about every single aspect of what's inside of these vials, ultimately in syringes, and then going into the arms of your children, that is causing people to die suddenly all over the planet. They don't want you to know what's in the anesthetics that's being used at your dental office. They don't want you to know what's in the lettuce that they're spraying and what they're growing in these fake meat laboratories. They don't want you to know that it's in your food, in the sky, in your aerosol sprays, and everywhere else virtually in every other aspect of your life. They want you encoded with this nanotechnology, and they're going to do it by any means necessary. They will not stop unless they are stopped. Matt Taylor, thank you so much for your findings and for being here. I appreciate it. God bless you. Never laid down, never give up. I am a fighter. FilterSuck.com is the leading manufacturer in filterless air purification systems, whether you're dealing with pollen or mold or dust, shedding from your pet, or vaccinated neighbors' mRNA spike protein shedding. FilterSuck.com has solutions for every scenario, at home, at work, or on the go. Breathe with confidence. Don't let your air suck. Rest well knowing that your home is protected 24/7, so now you can get a unit for your home or a portable unit for on-the-go travel. That's filtersuck.com. Use promo code STU for 10% off when you go to filtersuck.com.
Branch Covidians have turned our cities into super shedder capitals. The jabbed have become self-spreading bioweapons, threatening the purebloods.
He pulled this clot out, but as he pulled it out, it became something that was the extent of the person's entire leg. It was almost like a wax, you know, mold of something.
The clot shot is ending careers, detonating bombs in the brains of pilots.
Dozens, maybe north of 100 commercial airline pilots have died within just a few days of being vaccinated. Dead.
But don't despair. There's an answer to protect you and your kids from the chimerically engineered symptoms. Forget the forever boosters. Fortify your immune system today with the Z-Stack from Dr. Zev Zelenko. One pill formula, taken twice a day. Everything you need to fight back against bioweapons, RSV, and influenza B. ZStackProtocol.com. Stock up now. Be prepared. Stand ready. ZStackProtocol.com.
We have a television program, and we can't tell you that we have a cure for anything. What we can tell you is that if you have a child who has a diagnosis of ADHD, and you're considering or you are currently administering ADHD medications, for example, Adderall or Ritalin or methylphenidate, if you are concerned about the potential long-term devastating effects from these neurotoxins that you're introducing to your child's brain, that it would be a really, 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 really good idea. We strongly recommend that you try CBD. All natural CBD derived from hemp, which comes from God's earth. Nobody can question the explosion in the popularity of CBD and its usage for a whole lot of things, including joint pain and muscle pain, ligament pain, relaxation, migraine, headaches, allergies, people with Parkinson's, ADHD. We would say that there's a large group of people who are finding extremely positive results by using CBD for their children to protect them from fake doctors who push poison down their throats. My CBD company is Curibl. That's spelled K-U-R-I-B-L. Curibl, K-U-R-I-B-L. It's a family-owned business based right here in my home state of Minnesota. I know one of the directors of Curibl. I happen to coach baseball with him. And all of the hemp is sourced from my home state right here in Minnesota. Plus, you get 20% off site-wide when you use the promo code STU at Curibl.com. So go there. Remember, we can't say that this is a cure for legal reasons. If you have a child with ADHD, try Curibl, K-U-R-I-B-L.com for 20% off. Use promo code STU when you go to Curibl.com. Welcome back. So we've talked a lot on this program about how testosterone is in complete collapse across America and across the West. Now, of course, the lying and complicit murderous press prefers to just treat this as an oddity or simply ignore it completely. But it's an existential problem. Without testosterone, men aren't men. And without men, poof, that's it. No more civilization, no more human race. So what's causing this drop in testosterone? Well, probably lots of things. Sedentary lifestyles, microplastics in our water and in our air and everywhere. Hormones in our food. Even store receipts might play a role. Seriously, stop touching physical receipts if you can. Now, obviously, we can't fix all of the problems lowering testosterone overnight, but we can take action in our own lives to mitigate the damage. One method that people have discovered is using deer antler velvet. Yeah, for real. The component in question is called insulin-like growth factor 1, or IGF-1 for short, and it's known to raise testosterone, boost cardio health, and a whole lot more. Christopher Key of vaccine-police.com knows all about IGF-1, and he joins us now to talk more about this. So you're saying that we can actually boost testosterone, become more healthy by using the deer antler velvet. I can tell you this. Here's mine, IGF-1. This is the IGF-1 Plus with LoJack. Since using it, I've not felt better. And so I just keep using it. But explain to us scientifically how this is helping.
Brother, I got to say, wake up, America. When are you guys going to understand the government does not love you? They're not here to keep you safe. They are poisoning you with the water, the food, the supplements, the herb, the frequency. They're poisoning you with everything. Guys, do you understand that 1 in 3 of the American men are infertile? One in four of the females are infertile. When the animal kingdom, when it gets to be one and two, the animal goes extinct. Right now, Stu, we're in the midst of the sixth extinction, and it's because of our government poisoning us with the water, the food, the air. Guys, I know this sounds crazy, but I know what I know very simply because of my twins. My twins were born with one of the most rare diseases on the planet called phenylketonuria. And because of them, I was forced to do what every one of you should be doing, and that is test and prove all things. Not some things, but all things. And when you do this, he will show you the truth. And literally 20 years ago, I began to do research because we knew men were no longer men. And we came across Dr. Rick Lentini, and Dr. Rick Lentini is the most amazing man in the world. This man knows that the science is never settled, and he's always constantly making his products better. And that's why I love this man. And dear Antler Velvet, if you talk to any anti-aging doctor in the world, they will tell you, if you want to stay young, if you want to slow down the aging process, you want to do synthetic HGH. But Stu, I can't afford it. It's $4,000 a month. It's synthetic, so I won't have anything to do with it. And you have to inject it into your subcutaneous fat. Now, when you do that, your liver transfers what's called IGF-1, insulin-like growth factor. That's what does everything. Dr. Lentini has deer farms in New Zealand where his deer, their antlers are literally the fastest growing substance on planet Earth. They literally grow an inch a day. If you go there, you can physically see them grow an inch in a 24-hour period. And he's been able, and the why they grow so fast is because of the high concentration of IGF-1 that's in the tip of the antlers. He's been able to freeze dry it out, put into a lipo delivery system that his scientists invented, that they have the patent that gives your temple 98% absorption. But more importantly, he has the clinical studies to prove to you that if you do the 300,000, which is what you do and I do, it increases your IGF-1 levels, brother, by 60%.
Here you go. Yeah, take a screenshot. You can use this as the personal Stu Peters endorsement, because I do. I don't ever talk about products that I don't personally use. What are some of the benefits that people will notice immediately when they're taking this?
Brother, this is going to help your body, I believe, rebuild, regrow, rejuvenate. It's going to build up your immune system. That's why this product was banned by the NFL, the PGA, Major League Baseball, the NCAA. Why? Because it works. And they don't want you to be healthy, because if you're healthy, you don't go to the doctor. If you don't go to the doctor, you don't have surgery. If you don't have surgery, you don't have rehab. And you break the system. You become your own doctor. And that's what we're trying to do, is show you people how to take care of this temple. Because, brother, you can't go preach God's word if you don't take care of your temple. And they are poisoning your temple with everything. And you got to wake up and understand this. And I had to do this because of my children, because I was forced to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to test and prove all things. You can't trust anybody anymore, Stu. You can't.
No, I don't trust anybody, specifically our medical industrial complex. I don't trust these zombies in white lab coats wearing stethoscopes. These fake doctor poison pushers are killing you, killing your kids, keeping you just sick enough that you become a lifetime subscriber to the pharmaceutical industrial complex and stay on their neurotoxins and all of the other toxic nonsense. These are the people who give you cancer so they can treat your cancer. How are they treating your cancer? With more poisons like chemotherapy. It's a big sick joke. We're all waking up to this right now. You've been awake to it for a very long time. How do people get IGF-1?
Brother, go to getigf1.com, and we're doing a special again for the Stu Peters fans and family, that if you buy one bottle, we give you the second bottle free. Yes, you have to sign up on AutoShip, guys, but you give this 90 days, and I believe your temple will be changed forever. And brother, you got to hear me real quick. We, Dr. Lentini, never settles. We're coming out with a new weight loss product that is going to blow your mind, a new testosterone product, and a new product for women only. This takes this to the new level. Metformin is one of the best known weight loss products, but it causes nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation. This product is derived from berberine, which is completely, totally natural. This was what Rick Lentini does. He makes his product the best in the world, and it comes from God's herbs. It comes from natural things that God created, and the government can't patent it. That's why they use Rockefeller Medicine, and they take God's herbs and they put petroleum. Your temple does not need petroleum ever. And guys, if you hadn't gotten my pain and energy tips, 205-936-9803. We'll send these out free. USPS has lost thousands of my packages. We can also send them out for your cell phone, brother. Love you. God bless. Vaccine-police.com or getigf1.com.
GetIGF1.com. Go there. We have to figure out ways to treat ourselves more naturally, obviously. We need to completely walk away from the paradigm that is this Western, you know, medicine. It is completely broken, completely corrupted. These doctors are whores for the pharmaceutical major complexes all over the place, these big pharmaceutical companies. They are paid off. They're actors, essentially, just telling you that you're sick and you need these heavy metals. You're sick and you need these neurotoxins. You're sick and you need this treatment. You're sick and you need this vaccine, which we now know most of them have been weapons of mass destruction designed to keep you sick, to keep you ill, and has spiked the autism rate all over this country. There's no other argument that can convince me that that's not what's causing it. I mean, look at the numbers, look at the data. You know, these kids used to get what, 7 childhood vaccines, maybe 8. Now you're getting 72. Yeah, absolutely ridiculous. For keeping us informed on all of this and for helping humanity, we appreciate it. And we appreciate you being here, Christopher Key. Thank you.
Love you, brother. One last thing. They don't want you to know the power that each and every one of you individually has, where you can take this information you've learned today from me and Stu, and you share it with one other person. One will turn to two, two will turn to four. And before you know it, 8 billion souls around the world would know this satanic, Luciferian, eugenics agenda that's being carried out right now. Guys, we win this. We've already won it, but it's up to we to stand up and speak up and speak out. Love you guys. God bless.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Stick around. More of the Stu Peters Show continues in just 60 seconds. That's 1 minute. Don't go anywhere. Love carbs as much as we do? If so, check this out. We found this really cool science trick that helps you to eat all of the carbs without gaining all of the weight. We're not kidding. It works for pasta and pizza and sandwiches and potatoes. I'm starting to get hungry. We actually learned about this trick from a doctor, but it's very easy. He called it the ultimate fat cheat, so we thought we would spread the word. Go to thehealthyfat.com/stew. Again, thehealthyfat.com/stew. P.S. If you're curious as to how it works, there's a full scientific explanation. It's pretty fascinating. Go to thehealthyfat.com/stew. So likely many of you have probably already heard that one of the top lizard things in our fake government at the fake bureaucracy called the CDC, Rochelle Walensky, has stepped down. She has decided to get out. Rochelle, amnesty will not be in the conversation. We will not forget about the damage and destruction and death and carnage that you inflicted here in America and across the face of the planet. When Nuremberg 2 happens, your name will be on it. There will be accountability for those murders. We will be back here in the same time at the same place on Monday, our new scheduled time, 8 p.m. Eastern. That's when truth, exposure, and accountability begins. We will continue uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. Until then, God bless you.